My name is Jim Camberato. I was a student of Dr. Cambreth. Last year, November 8th, the day of the election, Dr. Cambreth passed away. I thought we might have a symposium to celebrate his career and him as a person. Since I was the division chair, I get to accept symposia, so I suggested it to myself and I accepted it. I thought it would be a good idea. I wish we had some more folks here, but I think the people that are here will appreciate this. Dr. Cambreth, everyone knows, a Nebraskan, and he always said he was from Seward. And I knew Seward was 20, 30 miles to the west of Lincoln. So I wanted to learn a little bit about it. And I found that it was a town of a couple thousand people, and Dr. Cambreth grew up on a farm. But as I searched the internet, I realized he was from a little community, Temora, which is where the Yellow Star is. There were 200 people in that little town, and it ceased to exist because they were unincorporated, which meant they didn't have a fire department. And in the history of Temora, it burned house by house, building by building, until there were no more structures left. You know, the rural background for many of us is real important. And Dr. Cambreth, I was his student. You know, he was my mentor. I hate to say he was a friend, but we spent time together. He was telling me about his aunt, who told him about coming across in the covered wagon in the plains and fixing the wheels and stuff. And then he was telling my daughter, who loved horses, about how he rode a pony to school. It's just a very romantic idea, especially for a 5 or 6 year old girl that loves horses. And she asked about when it rained, and he said, well, they had a little shelter that they tied the pony up to. And so, you know, I said, Dr. Cambreth, Nebraska has blizzards. What did you do in a blizzard? He said, my dad drove me to school in the truck, of course. So Dr. Cambreth didn't move very far away from home, went to the University of Nebraska, got his BS in 1950. That's the title of his MS thesis with Prof. Olson. University of Nebraska Commons, what is it called? Digital Commons. Richard Ferguson there downloaded it for me. I looked through it, you know, pretty basic soil fertility. Nebraska also honored him in the late 80s with an honorary doctorate, and he was alumnus of the year in 2000. And they appreciated the achievements, the many achievements he had in his career. He went there from there to North Carolina State, where he earned his PhD. I know he worked with Sulphur, but we weren't quite sure whether he finished with Dr. Fitz or Dr. Nelson or even Dr. Tisdale. And North Carolina State has not got as good a archive as the University of Nebraska. They did have that picture of him. That's his faculty picture in 1955. When I knew him, he was old. I didn't realize how, I guess you'd say, handsome he was. But I did notice that it reminded me of how we take passport pictures and driver's license pictures, where they tell you not to smile. And even when he's not smiling, you can see that kind of wry little smirk that on his face that I think was a characteristic of him. As an assistant professor, he was also the director of the soil testing division of the North Carolina Department of Ag. He had those responsibilities for 5 years until he was promoted to professor. He was honored at NC State for applied research with the William Neal Reynolds professor chair position that several others held that were considered excellent researchers. And then he became the head beagle in 1990. He always referred to the department head or an upper administrator as the head beagle, which is a peanuts term for somebody that is apparently the boss of everybody else. Wendell Gillum told me that Dr. Camper did a really good job at being the department head. But a lot of people thought because he was nice that he would be a pushover, and they can get whatever they wanted, whether it was for the good of the department or not. But he listened to what people had to say, and then he made good decisions, and he stuck with them. So he was exemplary as a department head, even though most did not anticipate that he would do a very good job at that, because he was so accommodating in many ways in his life. Dr. Camperth taught from the very beginning. He taught two soil fertility classes, undergraduate and graduate. I had to take both. I did not see that they were very different, but Dr. Camperth was a little bit on the stubborn side occasionally, and I was going to take both of them. I tried to tell him his classes were really boring and hoped I would get out, but he didn't buy that. He said that doesn't really matter, and that is a common theme with many students of Dr. Camperth and other students that took soil fertility. They'll say that his class was a bit on the dull side, but every one of them says it was one of the most useful classes they had, and he taught them the things that they needed to know. And several of us, Bob Mahler here, Bill Pan and I, when we had to teach, started with those notes at least to outline what we needed. He also co-taught crop and soil management, and then in his later years, Deanna might mention, he was a TA and a lecturer quite often into his 80s. Many of us know about Dr. Camper's research, and he conducted research in North Carolina, Brazil, Indonesia, other places. His students conducted research. You rarely hear Dr. Camper say, "I did this," or "I did that." He would say, "Dave Mengel did this," or "Roberto Nunez did this." So he gave credit to those students. You see the number of students. He had many Tri-Society publications. I didn't try to count the ones that were in Soil Science or the Journal of Plant Nutrition or Medica, but he was a good publisher. He had a number of book chapters. Several times I would ask him about a particular topic, and he'd take an obscure book off the shelf, Sulfur in Australasian Agriculture, and he'd give me his chapter on sulfur movement in soils or something. So he was a modest person, so many times he didn't tell you exactly what he did, but he might give you a publication at times. We're going to talk today about his work in soil pH and liming and aluminum. We're going to talk about nitrogen and phosphorus, but he also did a significant amount of work with other nutrients, potassium, magnesium, and sulfur as well. Dr. Camperth did a lot with the Tri-Societies. He was editor-in-chief. He was honored with a fellow. He got the first Applied Soil Research Award in 1986 and the Distinguished Service Award in 1997. So he contributed back to the society that he his career helped to build. Sorry. So today these are the presentations we're going to have. Our last talk is going to be by Deanna on leadership and mentoring. In the program it will say Michael Wagger, and you see a typical picture of Dr. Camperth here with a smile on his face that Dr. Pan found. I noticed a couple things about how life has changed for us older people. First, Dr. Camperth's era weren't counters. They don't have lists of their publications and lists of their students and lists of their meetings and lists of their grants. So if you want to know some of those things, you got to dig them out yourself. The other thing is we didn't take any pictures. You know, we didn't have that cell phone in our pocket where we could take a picture every day. So finding photographs of Dr. Camperth and his students and the research plots, there's just not many out there. And so that struck me as I worked on this.